If you got a pair of red chinos, it's a good haircut that goes with them, I'll be honest.
But they've tainted it.
Throw some Sperry's in the bottom.
The alt-rice, they've tainted it, though. Wouldn't you agree? The Eurofade, they've tainted it?
Well, I mean, it's definitely two different. I mean, I'm sure people who are wearing it who would describe themselves alright don't want to be told that they're wearing a Eurofade.
You're right about that.
They're going to react poorly to that. I'm going to put in my, again, because it's the Europeans, I'm going to put in my entry for best hair in sports. That's the Welshman, Gareth Bale. Look at that. Look at that man bun. Look at that flow. That is, to quote one of my favorite movies, feathered and fierce.
You can't have a man bun for me to take you seriously.
Well, then.
I can't take you seriously.
We're going to lose some serious on this show, ladies and gentlemen.
I can't take you seriously if you
this show
a
is. I'm not as if we're any levels of serious
can
now.
You notice that whenever
but apparently it's going to fall apart here in a couple weeks.
How
I'm going to walk in here, pull my hair up, and Burger's just going to walk right back out. I can't do it. Nope. Can't do it.
How often did Dave Rapp have that hair bun in whenever we were doing mornings?
Every day?
Never.
Did he take it down every morning?
He almost never had the man bun.
Did he really?
He always had on. He just had his hair down, and he would have on that that hockey hat.
Now that I know that it bothers you,
it doesn't bother me. I just can't take you seriously.
Okay, well I'm gonna get the man bun, and then I'm gonna walk in here with some just like outside the lines level produced stories. See if you can keep a straight face.
Go for it. Challenge accepted.
Tim Lincecum used to have a pretty strong flow as well.
Who?
Tim Lincecum.
He's right about that one.
Lincecum. Well, I mean, no, that was kind of like it was Mitch Kramer.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
Yeah.
It was a little more kind of all, you know.
Cristiano Ronaldo also rocking the Eurofade.
Yes.
Yes.
Those guys made it famous. Those guys made it famous. And that's why I go with the Eurofade name. Not the alt-right fade, which... Oh, good
one, Cristiano. I kind of like the alt-right one better.
He's right, though. He goes... fade up top, Sperry's on the bottom. You know,
Cruddy from
it's
Wingham.
A good stereotype for about.
Cruddy from Wingham and texting 25. Back in. Greek Freak and Chris Paul and pick and roll would be unstoppable with Giannis at 5 and Gordon Hayward, perfect compliment.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody's disagreeing with you.
No, it's hard to disagree with that one. The only reason I disagree with it at first with the Chris Paul thing, and obviously Mike D'Antoni doesn't care about this, is that Jason Kidd apparently wants Giannis to be the point guard, which I love the idea of a 6'11 point guard.
Well, he's the best playmaker on that team. You want the playmaker with the ball.
You want the ball in his hands, and the issue there is obviously because Giannis isn't a good shooter, so you put the ball in his hands constantly, let him run the pick and roll and drive at the rim all day, and then you don't have to worry about our shooters. Chris Paul, and we'll see it this year, how well is he going to work as an off-ball shooter, but nonetheless, what he's getting at would be Giannis being a small ball 5, and actually, as much as I like the idea of a 6'11 point guard, I think that Giannis, like I was saying a little bit earlier, I really do think that Giannis as a small ball 5 is the future of the Bucks. If they want to go anywhere, it's Giannis as the small ball 5 because his length is going to make him – he's going to be able to guard the rim against anybody with the length he has. I mean, the wingspan of a 7'4" player. He's 6'11", wingspan 7'4", and his hands are huge. So he's going to be able to guard the rim. And then to his point, if you put him in the pick and roll with a quality point guard, as soon as you give him the ball on the roll, now it's Draymond Green stuff. Now if they leave somebody open in the corner, or you run a back cut, or you run a screen off the backside to get a shooter up free off the wing on the opposite side, Giannis is going to fling it. You know, fling that open pass all day long. You can do some Draymond Green stuff if you put him at the 5. I really think that's the best spot for the Bucks. Not Giannis at the point, as much fun as it would be. Put him at the 5, surround him with 4 shooters, run some pick and roll, and do some Warriors things. That's really what I think
he
the best
really
case
has become
there.
Maybe the most fun player to watch in the NBA.
God, he really is.
He is so much fun to watch because he's so athletic.
If you want to watch freak athleticism in the NBA, watch Giannis. If you want to watch just stupid amounts of technical footwork, passing, and playing the game the old school way, watch Nikola Jokic.
And how old is he? Like, what, 22?
Giannis? I think he's 25. I think he's just about to turn 25.
I don't think he's that old.
Oh, my God, you're right. He is that young. I still didn't think he was that young.
Yeah.
Hello, Mary, Mother of God. He will turn 23 a few months into this next season. I thought he turned 25.
He's
God,
a baby.
He is still really young.
So he's not even close to getting close.
No, yeah, for some reason I thought he got drafted when he was like 19 out of grade.